Well, today is our sixth part, and it's going to be our final part on the series that we've entitled Fight for Family.
Ja täna on siis meie seeria kuues osa ja viimane osa, mille pealkiri on Võitle pere eest.
Fight for Family.
Võitle pere eest.
And so what we need to do is make sure that we are putting our families first.
Ja mida me peame tegema on see, et olema kindlad, et me paneme oma perekonna esimesel kohale.
I want you to always be putting your family in a position that you are guarding it and that you are protecting it.
Ja ma tahan, et sa alati seaksid oma perekonna sellisesse positsiooni, kus sa teda hoiad ja kaitsed.
Don't put yourself before your family.
Ja ära sea ennast kunagi ette poole oma enda perekonnast.
And I believe if you will do that,
ja ma usun, et kui sa teed seda,
that God's protection would be upon you and your family.
Siis Jumala kaitse on sinu üle ja sinu perekonna üle.
Instead of just focusing on what you want and what you need.
Ja selle asemel, et keskenduda sellele, mida sina tahad ja mida sina vajad.
If you would focus on what the others in your family want and need.
Kui sa keskendud sellele, mida teised sinu perekonnas tahavad ja vajavad.
I believe God will bless you more in your own life.
Siis ma usun, et Jumala õnnistab sind rohkem sinu enda elus ka.
And you know, when we come together as a church and when we talk about these holy things.
Ja kui me tuleme kogutsena kokku ja räägime nendest pühadest asjadest.
Even though it is very practical.
Kuigi need on väga praktilised.
It is a holy thing.
On need ometi pühad asjad.
And I think that we need to value holy things.
Ja ma usun, et me peame hindama neid pühi asju.
And when we're exposed to holy things and holy principles.
Ja kui meile räägitakse pühadest asjadest, pühadest põhimõtetest.
If we do not value them in the right way.
Ja kui me neid ei hinda siis õigel viisil.
Then our hearts can become hardened.
Siis meie süda muutub kõvemaks.
And so if you think, well, I don't need this or I already have heard this before.
Ja kui sa mõtled, et ma ei vaja seda, ma olen seda juba varem kuulnud.
It can get to a place that our heart becomes hardened for the things of God.
Siis võib juhtuda nii, et sinu süda muutub kõvaks Jumala asjade suhtes.
But if you remember that this is something that is holy and this is something that can help me and change me.
Aga kui sa pead meeles seda, et see asja midagi püha ja see võib sind aidata.
It can help keep you connected to everything that God is doing.
Siis aitab see sul olla ühenduses kõige sellega, mida Jumal teeb.
And I believe with that type of a mentality, it keeps you expecting to have God show up in your life.
Ja kui sul on selline hoiak, selline suhtumine, siis paneb sind sellisesse olukorda, kus sa kogu aeg ootad seda, et Jumal tuleb ja sekkub sinu ellu. Aitab sind.
And as a believer, I believe that it can help us to grow spiritually.
Ja ma usun, et usklikena see aitab meil ka kasvada vaimselt.
And so everything has to do with our perspective and how we see things around us.
Need kõik asju tuleb teha õige perspektiiviga ja selle viisi, kuidas me näeme asju enda ümber.
And my prayer for this series is that this will be information that will help you.
Ja minu palve selle seeriga seoses on olnud, et see oleks informatsioon, mis sind aitab.
That it would do some repair in you.
Et see parandaks sind.
But it would also do some prepare for you.
Ja ka valmistaks sind.
For your future.
Sinu tuleviku jaoks.
And so whether you are already married or you will be married one day.
Ja kas sa oled siis juba abielus või abielud millalgi tulevikus.
If you already have kids or you're going to have kids someday.
Kas sul on juba lapsed või sa saad ühel päeval lapsed.
I pray that these truths and that these principles will help you in your marriage.
Ma palun, et need tõed ja need põhimõtted aitaksid sind sinu abielus.
And listen, if you are single today.
Ja kui sa oled täna üksik.
If you are not married yet.
Kui sa ei ole veel abielus.
Some of the things that we're going to talk about today are going to be a real help to you.
Siis mõnedes asjas, mida me täna räägime, on sulle suureks abiks.
And so I want you to listen up, I want you to stay expecting, and I want you to hear from God this morning.
Ja ma tahan, et sa oleksid tähelepanelik ja kuulaksid täna seda, mida Jumal ütleb.
And we must realize that in this life.
Ja me peame aru saama sellest, et selles elus.
We are in a battle.
Me oleme lahingus.
How many of you realize that maybe you're in a battle in life?
Kui paljud te olete aru saanud, et olete lahingus?
You know, I had somebody come to me before church and he asked the question, why are we just continually struggling after one thing and another thing and another thing?
Ja minu juurde tuli üks inimene enne koosolekut ja küsis, et miks me kogu aeg võitleme mingit asja pärast, ühe asja pärast ja siis järgmise asja pärast?
We all are going through things.
Et me kõik tegelikult läheme asjadest läbi.
And as soon as we get a victory, the devil's going to throw something else in
you. Ja nii pea, kui me saame selles asjas võidu, siis kurat mõtle midagi uut välja, et meie teele paisata.
Because he's in a fight for your life, he's in a fight for your family.
Sest tema võitleb sinu elu pärast, sinu perekonna pärast, et saada need endale.
And so we have got to fight for our life and for our families.
Peame ka meie võitlema oma elude eest, oma perekondade eest.
Don't ever give up the fight.
Ja ära kunagi loobu võitlusest.
Amen. And my mentality is this: as long as I have breath, I'm going to keep fighting.
Ja minu hoiak on selline, et nii kaua kui mul on hinge õhku, ma võitlen edasi.
I'm not going to give up.
Ma ei loobu.
And I don't.
Ma ei anna alla.
It doesn't matter how tough things get.
Ja ei ole tähtis, kui raskeks asjad lähevad.
I'm going to keep pushing forward until I see the promise of God in my life.
Ma ikka tungin edasi, kuni ma näen Jumala tõotust täitumas oma elus.
But the devil is our enemy, and he wants to destroy your family.
Aga kurat on sinu vaelane, ta tahab hävitada sinu perekonda.
Because of what your family will produce if it is godly.
Selle tõttu, mida sinu perekond esile toob ja kui see on nagu Jumala kartlik asi.
Healthy and whole and effective people.
Ja et see toob esile selliseid terveid, efektiivseid inimesi.
But we can stop the devil's plan against us.
Aga me võime peatada kuradi plaani enda vastu.
If we will stand our ground.
Kui me jääme püsima.
If we will surrender ourselves to the Lord.
Kui me anname ennast üle isandale.
Surrender our families to the Lord.
Ja anname oma perekonnad üle talle.
I believe that God can come in and he could help us to make it through any of the storms of life.
Ja siis ma usun, et Jumal võib tulla ja aidata meid läbi kõikidest elutormidest.
And so we need to stand and we need to fight against our enemy.
Ja me peame seisma ja võitlema oma vaenlase vastu.
And it says in Nehemiah in chapter 4.
Ja Nehemiah 4. Peatükis on öeldud.
Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 14. And it says, after I looked things over, I stood up and I said to the nobles and to the officials and to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes.
Siis ma vaatasin ja võtsin kätte ning ütlesin suunnikele ülemaile ning muule rahvale, ärge kartke neid, mõelge suurele ja kardetavale isandale ja võidelge oma vendade, poegade ja tütarde, naiste ja kodade eest.
So we are to fight for our families.
Nii et me peame võitlema oma perekondade eest.
Don't fight against your family.
Ära võitle oma perekonna vastu.
Fight for your family.
Võitle oma perekonna eest.
And so we've been looking at several things over the past couple of months.
Ja viimase paari kuu jooksul me oleme vaadanud mitmeid asju.
And we're going to kind of finish this series today, but we are not even close to being done talking about everything there is to know about families.
Ja kuigi me selle seeria täna lõpetame, siis me ei ole sugugi rääkinud paljudest asjadest, mida võiks rääkida perekonna kohta.
And so I hope that you will just use these things as a starting point for you and your loved ones to take closer steps towards God.
Ja ma loodan, et sa võtad need põhimõtted ja nende saavad sellised, sellest saab nii selline stardipaik, kuidas võidelda oma perekonna eest.
But I just want to just let you all know this morning, marriage can be awesome.
Ja ma tahan, et te teaksite kõik täna hommikul, et abielu võib olla üks tore, suurepärane asi.
Marriage can be fun.
See võib olla üks lahe asi.
And marriage is something that can add to your life like almost nothing else can.
Ja abielu võib tuua sinu ellu selliseid asju, mida miski muu ei saa teha.
But let me ask you a question.
Aga lubage, ma esitan teile küsimuse.
And I'm going to answer the question myself.
Ja ma vastan selle küsimuse ise.
But let me just get you thinking about this.
Aga ma tahan panna teid mõtlema selle üle.
Let me ask you this question here this morning.
Ja las ma küsin teid selle küsimuse täna hommikul.
Is a great marriage possible?
Kas suurepärane abielu on võimalik?
Is a great marriage possible?
Kas suurepärane abielu on võimalik, of course.
And the answer is yes.
Ja vastus on jah.
The answer is yes, but listen.
Vastus on jah, aga kuula.
It is not probable.
See ei ole nagu tõenäoline alati.
Right? It is possible.
See on võimalik.
But it's not probable.
Aga see ei ole tõenäoline.
Having a great marriage is not a guarantee in this life.
Et suurepärase abielu omamine ei ole siin elus sugugi selline garanteeritud asi.
Statistics show us this.
Statistika näitab meile seda.
That most marriages, well, let's say 50-50 is your shot for your marriage to last.
Statistika ütleb siis, et võimalus on see, et 50% abieludes jääb püsima.
50-50.
Pooled abielud lähevad lõhki ja pooled jäävad kestma.
That means everybody that is married today.
See tähendab seda, et igaüks, kes on täna abielus.
Out of all of those marriages.
Kõikidest nendest abieludest.
50% of them will last.
50% nendest jäävad kestma.
And 50% of them will end in a divorce.
Ja 50% lõpetab siis lahutusega.
What kind of a statistic is that?
Mis statistika see selline on?
What does that say about our society?
Mida ütleb see meie ühiskonna kohta?
What does that say about the way that we have chosen as a society to live our lives?
Ja mida see ütleb selle kohta, kuidas me ühiskonnal oleme otsustanud elada?
And listen, it doesn't matter who you are.
Ja ei ole tähtis üldse see, kes sa oled.
It's the same statistic based on your race.
Ja see statistika on sama, kas see siis rajaneb sinu rassil.
Based on your background.
Sinu taustal.
Based on your financial status.
Sinu rahalisel seisul. 50-50.
You have a 50% chance of having a marriage that is happy and will last.
Ja sul on võimalus omada abielu, 50% omada abielu, mis on õnnelik ja mis jääb püsima.
So that means it's like a flip of a coin.
Ja see on nagu mündi kaks külge.
Are we going to make it? I don't know. Let's flip a coin and see.
Me ei ole kindlad, kas meil õnnestub see, võtame mündi ja viskame õhku, vaatame, mis tuleb.
Now, you know, if some guy came up to you and said, we're going to invest together.
Ja kui keegi tuleks sinu juurde, ütleks, et investeerime koos.
And let's put together 100,000 euros.
Ja paneme kokku 100,000 eurot.
And we have a 50-50 chance of losing it all.
Ja siis meil on 50% võimalus kõigest ilma jääda.
How many would invest with that guy?
Kui palju teist investeeriksid koos selle mehega?
I know I wouldn't.
Mina ei teeks seda.
Or say we got on an airplane.
Või näiteks me istume lennukisse.
And before we took off, the pilot comes over the intercom.
Ja enne kui me õhku tõuseme, piloot tuleb siis hakkab rääkima seal raadios niimoodi kohalikus.
I just want to let you all know.
Ma tahan, et te kõik teaksite.
That we have a 50-50 chance of landing this plane safely today.
Et meil on 50% võimalus see lennuk õnnelikult kohale viia.
I hope you will all fasten your seatbelts and hold on tight and hope for the very best.
Ja ma loodan, et te panete kõik turvavööd kinni ja loodate parimat.
You know, would we stay on that airplane?
Kas me jääksime selle lennuki pardale?
Absolutely not.
Loomulikult mitte.
We would get off of that airplane right now.
Me läheksime kohe selle lennukit maha.
Because it's not worth a 50-50 shot.
Sest see ei ole väärt seda, et riskida 50% alla kukku.
And then look at marriage.
Aga vaatame abielusid samamoodi.
It's 50-50 if we're going to make it or not.
Ja šanss on 50-50, kas me saame selle hakkama või ei.
And it's crazy to me that people are not doing more to protect their families.
Ja minu meelest on hullu meel, et inimesed ei tee midagi rohkemat, et kaitsta oma perekondi.
That people aren't doing more to prepare for marriage.
Et inimesed ei tee rohkem selleks, et valmistuda abieluks.
Listen, to get a driver's license,
selleks, et saada juhi luba,
you have to take classes.
Pead sa tegema õppesõitu.
You have to study.
Pead sa õppima liikluseeskirju.
You have to pass a written test.
Sa pead läbi tegema kirjaliku testi.
And then you have to prove that you are able to drive the car.
Ja siis sa pead tõendama, et sa oled võimeline juhtima autot.
And follow the rules.
Ja järgima liikluseeskirju.
And not cause any damage.
Ja mitte mingit kahju põhjustama.
And you have to be sober while you do it.
Ja kui sa teed seda, siis sa pead olema kaine. That's the main point.
There's lots of rules.
On palju reegleid.
But to get married,
aga selleks, et abieluda,
all you have to do,
sa ei pea tegema midagi muud,
is call the courthouse.
Kui helistama sinna perekondades ametisse.
Make a time.
Ja paneme aja kinni.
Put down a little bit of money.
Ja võibolla natuke raha maksma selle eest.
And say, yes, I do.
Ja siis ütled, jah. Ma tahan.
And you could be married.
Ja siis sa võid abieluda.
For life.
Terveks eluks.
No training.
Mitte mingisugust õppimist ennem.
No instruction.
Mitte mingit juhtnööre enne.
You just have to say, I'm in love. And they say, well, okay, here you go.
Sa pead lihtsalt ütlema, et ma olen armunud ja sinna ütlevad, ja küll, ja kirjutad alla selle.
It's crazy to me.
Et minu jaoks on see hullumeelne.
And there's no wonder that our society struggles to stay together.
Ja pole ime, et meie ühiskonnas abielupaarid võitlevad, et püsida koos.
Because especially as you look around Estonia.
Ja eriti, kui sa vaatad Eestis ringi.
We see in Estonia there are so many broken homes and broken families and broken people.
Me näeme, et Eestis on nii palju katkiseid kodusid, katkiseid inimesi ja lõhutud perekondi.
And no wonder they struggle trying to stay whole in a marriage.
Ja pole ime, et nad võitlevad sellised, et püsida koos abielus.
And so to get to what we need to do is we need to get back to a place that we are aware of what we're getting ourselves into when it comes to marriage.
Ja me peame abielu puhul ka jõudma sellisesse paika, et kus me teadustame endale, et millega me tegelikult hakkame tegelema, kui me abielluma.
But if you don't prepare for marriage,
aga kui sa ei valmista ennast ette abieluks,
if you are not willing to take the steps that you need to take to make your marriage be a success,
ja kui sa ei ole valmis astuma neid samme selleks, et muuta oma abielu edukaks,
no wonder half of the marriages fail.
Siis ei ole ka imestada, et pooled abielud lõpevad lahutusega.
And listen, no wonder so many in Estonia choose not to get married.
Ja kuula, pole ime ka, et nii paljud inimesed Eestis otsustavad mitte abielluda.
And in this generation that's coming up now, it's like, why get married? We'll probably get divorced anyway.
Ja see põlgond, mis nüüd peale kasvab, ütleb, et milleks abielluda, me nii kui nii läheme lahku.
We could just live together, we could have kids, we could do everything like we're married, but we won't get married.
Me võime elada koos, me võime saada lapsi ja elada nii nagu abielu inimesed, aga me ei pea abielluma selleks.
And then you look around.
Ja siis sa vaatad ringi.
And you see Estonia is cursed with broken homes.
Ja näed, et Eesti on neetud katkeste kodude poolest.
And single parents trying to do their best to raise children all alone and make their ends meet financially.
Ja üksik vanemate poolest, kes püüavad elus hakkama saada ja elus otsaga kokku tulla.
People are afraid to make the commitment to something that is 50-50.
Ja inimesed kardavad pühendada ennast millelegi sellisele, mille õnnestumise šans on ainult 50%.
And so this is the reason.
Ja see on põhjus.
Why I started this whole message this morning.
Miks ma alustasin seda sõnumit täna hommikul?
Saying that a good marriage is possible.
Öeldes, et hea abielu on võimalik.
But it is not probable.
Aga see ei ole tõenäoline.
Based on the statistics, it's not probable that you will make it.
Ja kui me vaatame seda statistikat, siis ei ole sugugi kindel, et me saame sellega hakkama.
But I do want to encourage you on this morning.
Aga ma tahan teid samas julgustada täna hommikul.
My sermon is not over.
Minu jutlus ei ole veel läbi.
God bless you and have a great day.
Jumal õnnistagu teid olgude suurepärane nädala.
No, you can beat the odds.
Ei, te võite vaatamata statistikale olla edukad.
You can beat the odds.
Te võite olla edukad oma abielus.
You can beat the odds in your marriage.
Te võite olla edukad oma abielus vaatamata sellele, mida statistika ütleb.
You can beat the odds with your family.
Ja te võite oma perekonnas olla edukad.
And we can be an example to other people that will watch us and see what God is doing in us.
Ja me võime olla eeskujuks teistele inimestele, kes näevad seda, mida Jumal teeb meie elus.
And I want to encourage you today that you are worth the fight.
Ja ma tahan julgustada teid, et te olete täna, et te olete väärt seda võitlust.
And your family is worth the fight.
Ja teie perekond on väärt seda võitlust.
But for you and your family to be a success.
Aga selleks, et sina ja sinu perekond oleksid edukad.
It's going to take some work and it's going to take some effort from you.
See nõuab tööd sinu poolt ja jõupingutusi.
You're going to have to fight for family.
Sa pead võitlema perekonna eest.
But it is a fight that is worth fighting.
Aga see on võitlus, mis on väärt võitlemist.
It is a fight that you will be so glad that you fought in the days to come.
Ja see on võitlus, mille üle sa oled nii rõõmus, et sa seda pead silmas pidades neid aegu, mis tulevad.
And the example that you can set for your children and for your grandchildren.
Ja see eeskuju, mis sa võid oma lastele ja lastele jätta.
The example that you could set for other people.
See eeskuju, mis sa võid anda teistele inimestele.
And for the hurts that you will avoid in your own life and hurting others.
Ja need haavad, millest sa jääd ilma oma elus ja mida sa ei põhjusta teist.
It is worth the fight to beat the odds.
Ja need on väärt selleks, et võidelda.
Amen.
Amen.
And so just declare this today, my family will beat the odds.
Ja ütleme seda koos, et minu perekond saab hakkama või ma ei tea, et it's a difficult thing. Vaatamata statistikale minu perekond võidab või ütleme lihtsalt minu perekond võidab.
Minu perekond võidab, amen. All right. Beating the odds is not a...
It's very difficult to say in one word.
You've got to describe it as a paragraph?
Okay. If you looking at the statistics,
all right,
you can still be a winner.
All right, awesome.
Ega eesti keeles, kui keegi tuleb välja mingi hea...
No, that's fine. We'll move on.
Laske tulla.
We'll move on. Oh, hallelujah. Now, having been married longer than some of you in this room have been alive.
Ja kuna ma olen olnud abielus rohkem kui paljud teised siin ruumis ja olen ellu jäänud.
I'm not just saying what I have to say today because of who I am.
Siis ma ütlen neid asju, mida ma täna veel ütlen lihtsalt sellepärast, kes ma olen.
And what I've experienced.
Ja mida mina olen kogenud.
But I want us to see what God says about this.
Vaid ma tahan näha, vaadata neid asju, mida Jumal ütleb neid asjade kohta.
And I'm not just talking from my own what we've done.
Ja ma ei räägi mitte enda vaate vinklis, mida me oleme teinud.
But I'm talking to you about these Bible principles that will work for any relationship.
Vaid ma räägin piibli põhimõtetes, mis toimivad igas suhtes.
Now, when I'm talking about marriage and relationships,
ja kun minä räägin abielust ja suhetest,
there are some that could have some very bad feelings concerning that.
Siis mõnel inimesel võivad olla väga halvad tunded selle suhtes.
Sometimes people can get offended at some of the things that would be said when it comes to relationships.
Ja mõnikord inimesed solvuvad nende asjade peale, mida räägitakse suhete kohta.
But I just want to declare before we get into this today, this is a guilt-free zone.
Aga ma tahan kuulutada enne, kui me need asjad läheme, et see on selline süüst vaba zoon.
I don't want you to feel guilty about anything that would be said today.
Ja ma ei taha, et sa tunneksid ennast süüdi üks puha siis milles, mida täna öeldakse.
This is not a house of condemnation.
See ei ole siin koda, mõistetakse hukka inimesi.
This is a place of truth.
Vaid see paik on tõe paik.
And this is a place of grace.
Ja see on armu paik.
And I will tell you the truth.
Ja mina räägin teile tõtt.
To help you, not to condemn you.
Et aidata teid, mitte selleks, et teid hukka mõista.
And so no matter what you've gone through to this point in your life, you can be better moving forward.
Nii et üks puha, millest sa oled senini elus läbi läinud, siis sa võid edasi liikuda palju paremini.
And no matter where you are.
Ja üks puha, kus sa parasti oled.
Whether you're far from God.
Kas sa oled kaugel
or not. Whether you've done marriage well in your life.
Kas sinu abielu on kulgenud hästi.
Or not.
Või ei.
Or whether you've been divorced.
Või kas sa oled läbi teinud lahutuse.
Or whether you're going through a divorce.
Või kui sa parasti lähed läbi lahutuse.
Or maybe this morning you're sitting here and you have a bad marriage.
Ja võib-olla sa täna istud siin ja sul on halba abielu.
If you are single.
Kui sa oled ka üksik.
And maybe you haven't done that right.
Ja võib-olla ei ole ka selles asjas hästi hakkama saanud.
Maybe you haven't been doing that to the way that God would be proud of you.
Ja võib-olla sa ei ole ka seda elu elanud nii, et Jumal oleks selle uhke.
I believe this for you today.
Aga ma usun seda sinu jaoks täna.
That this is a place of grace.
Et see on siin üks armu paik.
And God's grace is here for you today.
Ja Jumal arm on siin sinu jaoks täna olemas.
And he could speak into you and to your heart and to your marriage.
Ja ta võib rääkida sinu südamesse, ta võib rääkida sinu abielu kohta.
And in this moment, all that you need to do is just receive God's grace.
Ja sa ei pea praegu hetkel mitte midagi muud tegema, kui lihtsalt vastu võtma Jumala armu.
Because God is faithful.
Sest Jumal on ustav.
And I believe he can speak to all of us this morning.
Ja ma usun, et ta võib meie kõigiga rääkida täna hommikul.
Whether we're young or old.
Kas me oleme siis noored või vanad.
Whether we're married or single.
Kas me oleme abielus või üksikud.
God is going to speak to all of us this morning.
Jumal võib meie kõigiga täna rääkida.
And I know that some of you know, you still might be looking for your future spouse.
Ja ma tean, et osa inimesi teist endiselt otsib oma tulevast abikaasat.
You know, there's people in this room that aren't married.
Ja siin ruumis on inimesi, kes ei ole abielus.
And you're doing that flirt to convert kind of a thing.
Ja siis te tegelete sellise flirtiga selliste asjadega.
Flirt to convert them to Jesus, yeah?
Ja okei, et flirtida selleks, et inimesi pöörata usku.
Or you're doing what they call missionary dating.
Või teete seda missioni kohtamas käimist.
I haven't found him in the church, so I'll go find him somewhere else and bring him to the Lord.
Ma ei ole leinud oma tulevas koguduses, et ma lähen välja ja toon selle inimese isanda juurde.
But you're out there looking for the right one.
Aga sa oled selle peal väljas, et leida see õige.
And listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
Ja selle ei ole midagi valet.
But I want to tell you how you can beat the odds before you even get married.
Aga ma tahan sulle rääkida, kuidas sa võiksid olla edukas.
Oh, sorry, I used that word again.
Yeah,
sorry.
I understand, but we'll manage that. But kuidas olla edukas veel enne, kui sa oled abielunud.
And let me just ask this.
Ja las ma küsin teilt ühte asja.
Are there any single people in this place today? People that are not married.
Kas selles paigas on vallalisi inimesi?
Raise your hand.
Tõske oma käsi.
Raise your hand. Now look around the room.
Vaadake ringi.
Are you single people? See, let's see each other.
Ja kõik vallalised näevad üksteist.
And you are very welcome. That's my gift to you today.
See on minu kink teile täna.
But I want to just say, single people, even though we're talking about families, you're going to get a lot out of this message today.
Ja ma ütlen teile valasi, et kuigi me räägime perekondades, siis ka siin on palju ka teie jaoks.
And so, let's start by reading here about what Jesus said.
Ja alustame siin sellega, et loeme, mida ütles Jeesus.
Here in Matthew chapter 6.
Mattuse kuues peatükk.
Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. This is a verse many of you will have heard many times before.
Ja salm 33 on salm, mida te olete paljud väga palju kuulnud paremgi.
And it says it this way.
Ja see ütleb nii.
Seek the kingdom of God above all else.
Otsige Jumala riiki üle kõige muu.
And live righteously and he will give you everything that you need.
Ja elage õiglaselt ning ta annab teile kõike, mida te vajate.
Seek the kingdom of God above all else.
Otsige Jumala riiki üle kõige muu.
And you know, I like it when God makes things simple.
Ja mulle meeldib see, kui Jumal teeb asjad lihtsaks.
When he makes things really easy for us to understand.
Ja kui ta teeb asjad sellisteks, et meil on nendest lihtne aru saada.
Because I am not a genius.
Sest mina ei ole geenius.
And I need things to be really easy.
Ja minu jaoks on vajalik see, et asjad oleksid väga lihtsad.
To be able to understand and apply.
Et ma saaksin nendest aru ja saaksin neid rakendada.
And I am so thankful that the Bible is not hard or difficult to understand.
Ja ma olen nii tänulik, et Biiblist ei ole raske keeruline aru saada.
Have you ever heard somebody say that? Well, the Bible is just so difficult to understand.
Ja kui paljud teist on kuulnud, et mõni on öelnud, et Biiblist on nii raske aru saada.
Well, anybody that would say that hasn't read it.
Kõik, kes seda ütlevad, ei ole tegelikult seda lugenud.
Because the Bible is so easy.
Sest Biibel on nii kerge.
God's not trying to hide his blessings from you. He's wanting to give his blessings to you.
Ja Jumal ei püüa oma õnnistusi varjata sinu eest, ta tahab neid anda sulle.
And so we've got to read the Bible.
Nii et me peame lugema Biiblit.
In a way knowing what God desires from us.
Ja et saada teada, mida Jumal tahab, siis meie käest saada.
And one of the things that God says to do is we need to put him first.
Ja üks asi, mida Jumal käsib meil teha, on see, et panna ta esimesel kohale.
Put him first.
Panna ta esimesel kohale.
And if you will put God first in everything, it will work out for you.
Ja kui sa paned Jumala esimesel kohale kõikides asjades, siis need asjad toimivad sinu jaoks.
And so we're talking about marriage today. Let's apply this to our marriage.
Ja kuna me räägime täna abielus, siis rakendame seda abielus.
Let's apply it to our families.
Rakendame seda oma perekonna.
When we put God first, it will all work out for us. God's blessing will be in that place when he is first in our family. And so when your life lines up with God's will,
asub nagu Jumala sõnaga ühele tasand ühele joonele.
When you're seeking him above everything else.
Kui sina otsid teda üle kõige muu.
That is when God will bless us.
Siis hakkab Jumal õnnistama meid.
And we need to seek God with the intention of finding him.
Ja me peame otsima Jumalat selle eesmärgiga, et me leiaksime ta.
You know, it's not like we're just seeking, like we're wandering through the forest and we don't really know where we're going. We're just going to end up where we end up.
See otsime ei ole mitte nagu me jalutasime kuskile metsas ja me ei tea tegelikult, mida me leida tahame, lihtsalt käime ringi.
But we need to seek God with a purpose.
Aga me peame otsima Jumalat ühe eesmärgiga.
Okay, I'm going to find God.
Ma leian Jumala.
I'm going to find his will.
Ma leian ta tahte.
Have you ever been late for something and can't find your keys?
Kas sa oled kusagile hiljaks jäämas ja ei suuda leida oma võtmeid?
And you're about ready to walk out of the house and you're like,
ja sa oled just majast välja minemas ja siis hakkad otsima, kus on võtmed.
Where's my keys?
Kus mu võtmed on?
You become like a crazy man looking for those keys.
Ja siis sa muutud nagu hullumeelseks ja otsid oma võtmed.
I mean, you're throwing the cushions off of the couch.
Ja viskad diivani pealt paidad maha.
You're dumping out the dirty clothes and trying to find, you know, check all the pockets.
Ja kallad sealt mustapesu kastist riided maha ja otsid igalt poolt taskutest.
You're taking your wife's purse and dumping it out on the table.
Ja võtad naise käekoti ja valad selle laua peale tühjaks.
So where's my keys?
Kus mu võtmed on?
Right? You're looking with an intent of finding it and it's like focused looking.
Ja sa otsid eesmärgiga leida neid ja see on selline keskendunud otsimine.
Now I don't think we need to panic in our search for God.
Ja ma ei arva seda, et me peaksime oma Jumala otsingutes paanikasse sattuma või paaniliselt teda otsima.
But we need to have that kind of a mentality that I'm looking to find God's will in this area, whatever area it would be.
Aga meil peaks olema selline suhtumine hoiak, et ma leian Jumala tahte selles kindlas valdkonnas, milles ma vajan seda parasti.
And we seek God to find his promise.
Ja me otsime Jumalat selleks, et leida ta tõotused.
And when we do, we're going to have the victory that he is as desiring for us to walk in.
Ja kui me teeme seda, siis me saame selle võidu, millest ta tahab, et me käiksime.
And now in your search to have this proper focus.
Ja sinu otsingus selle õige fookuse järele.
You need to make sure that you're putting your attention in the right places.
Pead sa olema kindel, et sa juhid oma tähelepanu õigetesse kohtadesse.
Now, for the single people that are here.
Ja vallalistele, kes on siin.
Let me just give you some advice.
Ma annan teile natuke nõu.
Stop looking for the one.
Ärge või lõpetage selle ühe otsimise.
Oh, I've got to find the one who will complete me.
Ja ma pean leidma selle ühe, kes teeb mind täiuslikuks.
You had me at hello. You had me at hello. That's a line from a movie.
Okay, I don't know that. I don't watch movies.
You had me at hello.
I'm a holy man. I'm a holy man. I don't watch movies.
But you had me at hello.
Yeah.
You,
tõesti, jah. Sa võlusid mu tere kära, ütles Fredi.
So, all right, listen. Nobody can complete you.
Ja mitte keegi ei saa sind muuta täiuslikuks.
And you know that you can't complete anybody.
Ja sina tead seda, et sina ka ei suuda kedagi täiuslikuks teha.
You know, and so, you know, if two people are put together,
kui kaks inimest pannakse kokku,
and God is not there to help them,
ja Jumalat ei ole seal, et neid aidata,
most of the time it's just going to be a mess eventually.
Siis lõpuks on tegelikult see suhe selline vaevaline asi.
So if you're single,
et kui sa oled vallaline,
stop looking for the one who's just going to change all my life.
Ära otsi seda, kes sinu arvates muudab kogu sinu elu.
And start looking to the one.
Vaid hakka otsima hoopis seda, kes on Jumalat tähendab.
Stop looking for the one and start looking for the one.
Ära lõpeta selle ühe otsimine ja hakka otsima seda ainsat.
Look for the one who made you.
Otsi seda ainsat, kes lõi su.
Seek for the one who has a plan for your life.
Otsi teda, kellel on sinu elu jaoks plaan.
Look at the one who has purchased you with his blood.
Otsi seda, kes ostis su oma verega.
And make him the number one thing in your life.
Ja tee temast oma elus see asi, mis on number üks.
Not somebody from the opposite sex, but God be number one.
Mitte keegi vastas sugupoolest, vaid Jumal on see, kes peaks olema number
one. In a relationship with God.
Ja meie suhe Jumalaga.
Through Jesus Christ.
Jeesuse Kristuse läbi.
The one who loves you more than you love you.
Selle läbi, kes armastab sind rohkem kui sina teda armastada oskad.
That is the only way for you to be complete in life.
See on ainus võimalus, kuidas oleksid elus täiuslik.
A good man or a good woman cannot complete you.
Ja hea mees või hea naine ei saa sind teha täielikuks.
Only God can complete you.
Ainult Jumal saab seda teha.
And so, you know, if you are married,
ja kui sa oled abielus,
God is to be your one, and your spouse is to be your two.
Siis Jumal peab olema sinu see number üks isik ja sinu abikaasa peab olema number kaks.
God is your one.
Jumal on sinu üks.
And your spouse is to be your two.
Ja sinu abikaasa on sinu number kaks.
And you need to seek God first.
Ja sa pead otsima Jumalat eelkõige.
And your spouse second.
Ja siis oma abikaasa tahet teisena.
Don't put your husband or your wife above God.
Ja ära kunagi sea oma abikaasat Jumalast kõrgemale.
Don't seek your spouse as one.
Ära otsi oma abikaasa tahet kui nagu see oleks see number üks.
Because they are going to let you down.
Sest nad valmistavad sulle pettumuse.
See how quiet it is in here? Because we're talking about spouses.
Ja kuna me räägime abiasades, kuulake, kui vaikne siin on.
That would have been a good place to say amen, but nobody wanted to say it.
Siin oleks hea koht olnud, kus aamen öelda, aga keegi ei taha öelda aamen.
But listen, your spouse will let you down.
Aga sinu abikaasa valmistab sulle pettumuse.
You're going to have disagreements.
Ja teil on asju, mille suhtest ei ole ühel nõul.
You're going to have times where you do not see things the same way with the same eyes.
Ja on aegu, kus sina ei näe asju samamoodi nii nagu su abikaasa näeb.
And then what are you going to do?
Ja mida sa siis teed?
Well, if they're your one,
kui nemad on sinu number üks,
and they turn on you,
ja nad pöörduvad sinu vastu,
you're just going to quit.
Siis sa lihtsalt lõpetad.
Because they're not completing me anymore, we're done.
Sest nad ei tee mind enam täielikuks, nüüd asi on läbi.
And so your spouse needs to be your two.
Et sinu abikaasa peab olema sinu number kaks.
Because your spouse can't save you.
Sest sinu abikaasa ei saa sind päästa.
Only the Lord can save you.
Ainult isand saab sind päästa.
And so let's make him one.
Et teeme temast selle number ühe oma elus.
And let's make our spouse two.
Ja teeme oma abikaasast number kahe.
Stop looking to your spouse to give you what you should be looking to the Lord to give you.
Ja ära otsi oma abikaasa käest seda, mida sa peaksid otsima isanda käest.
And guys, if you're dating a girl.
Ja poisid, kui te käite mõne tüdrukuga.
Oh, wait, let me just give this point. When you idolize something,
kui sa muudad kellegi nii-öelda ebajumalaks oma elus,
and you're making that thing to be something really big in your life,
ja sa teed sellest asjast midagi väga suurt oma elus,
it will turn into something later that you will despise.
Siis lõpuks tegelikult muutub see millekski selliseks, mida sa hakkad põlgama.
Because it's going to not meet your level of requirement that you're putting upon it.
See vasta sinu selle nõuete tasemele, mida sa talle esitad.
So anything that you idolize,
et kõik see, mida sa nii-öelda idoliseerid,
eventually you will come to a place that you despise that thing.
Lõpuks sa jõuad sellise paika, kus sa põlgad seda.
And so guys, if, you know, if you're dating a girl,
et poisid, kui te käite mõne tüdrukuga,
and she's just amazing,
ja see tüdruk on imeline,
she is organized,
ta on organiseeritud,
she's really driven,
ta on selline
self-driven, goal-driven,
eesmärgis motiveeritud,
structured,
selline strukturaalne naine.
No, like has everything in order.
Et kõik asjad on korras, tal sahtlid on korras.
Hard working woman.
Ja teeb rasket tööd.
She's just amazing.
Ta on imeline.
10 years later.
Korratu. 10 aastat hiljem.
You're gonna be saying things like this.
Ütled sa sellised asju.
Stop telling me what to do.
Lõpeta mulle ütlemine, mida ma pean tegema.
You're not my boss.
Sa ei ole minu ülemus.
You're not my mom.
Sa ei ole mu ema.
Just shut up.
Lihtsalt pane suu kinni.
Right? And so what first was like, oh, she's just so amazing. She just always wants everything to be just perfect.
Ja mis alguses oli see, et ta on nii imeline, ta tahab, et kõik asjad oleksid täiuslikud.
When she begins to put that on you,
ja kui ta hakkas seda sinu peal rakendama,
just like, hey, leave me alone.
Siis sa ütled, et jäta mind rahule.
And then women.
Ja naised.
You're dating the guy.
Te käite mõne kutiga.
He's just so stinking cool.
Ta on nii lahe kutt. Haisus.
He's laid back.
Ta on selline, ma ei tea, lõõgastunud.
He doesn't care about anything.
Tal ei tee miski muret.
He's just open to do whatever you want, whenever you want it, and has no real plans.
Ta on valmis tegema sinu kõike, mis sa tahad. Tal ei ole mingit tegelike plaane.
Kind of go with the flow guy.
Ta nagu läheb kaasa selle vooluga.
No worries in life.
Elus ei ole mingid muresid.
And he's so cool.
Ja ta on nii lahe.
10 years later.
10 aastat hiljem.
You're like, get off the couch, you lazy bum.
Tule tõuse juba sealt diivanilt, sa laiskvorst.
Put down that Xbox controller and go get a job.
Pane see mängukonsool maha ja mine leia endale töö.
What's wrong with you, man?
Mis sul viga on?
We can't live on love.
Me ei saa armastuses elada.
Go make some money.
Mine teeni raha.
Right? And so what once was cool.
Et mis ükskord oli lahe.
Now it's like, you're driving me crazy.
Nüüd sa ütled, et sa ajad mind hulluks.
And so if that person is your one.
Et kui see inimene on see sinu number üks.
That person eventually you will begin to despise.
Siis lõpuks hakkad sa seda põlgama.
And this is why many marriages fail.
Ja see on põhjus, miks nii paljud abielud läbi kukuvad.
It's because God is not the one, the person is the one.
Sest et Jumal ei ole mitte number üks, vaid see teine inimene on number üks.
And now when it comes to your two.
Ja mis puudutab seda number kahte.
Don't choose your two. Don't choose your spouse.
Siis ära vali number kahte, ära vali oma abikaasat.
Based upon their potential.
Selle põhinedes sellel potentsiaalil, mis neil on.
Don't choose your two just because you're just so, you have so much potential.
Ära vali oma number kahte selle läbi, et sellel inimes on nii suur potentsiaal.
I can see you doing great things in your life someday.
Ja ma näen, et ühel päeval sa oma elus hakkad tegema suuri asju.
And all the potential that you have makes me love you.
Ja kogu see potentsiaal, mis sinus on, see paneb mind armastama sind.
Wait. Don't pick somebody based on their potential.
Ja ära vali kedagi nende potentsiaali järgi.
Well, their future could be amazing.
Ja neil võib olla ees imeline tulevik.
Yeah, maybe.
Ja võib olla.
Because there is potential.
Sest nendes on potentsiaali.
But just because there is potential doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Aga see, et neis on potentsiaali, ei tähenda, et see ka teoks saab.
I want you to pick your two.
Ma tahan, et sa valiksid oma number kahe.
Based upon the patterns that they already have in their life.
Põhines nendel harjumustel või käitumismustritel, mis neil juba on.
Don't pick your number two based upon their potential.
Ära vali oma number kahte põhinedes või selle potentsiaali järgi, mis neil on.
Pick your number two based on who they are right now.
Vaid vali oma number kaks selle järgi, kes nad on praegu.
You know, and you might say, well, but Pastor Barry, he's just got so much potential.
Sa võid mulle öelda, et Pastor Barry, aga neil on nii suur potentsiaal.
Yeah, he probably does. You're probably right.
Ja võib-olla sul on õigus.
But right now,
aga praegu,
he's flunked out of school.
Jätis ta kooli pooleli.
He's quit every job that he's ever had, and he's had 17.
Ja tal on olnud 17 tööd ja ta on kõik need jätnud unarusse.
And he has a porn addiction.
Ja tal on sõltuvus pornograafias.
But he's got so much, but yeah, maybe he does.
Aga tal on nii suur potentsiaal, ja võib-olla küll.
But his patterns that he has in his life.
aga need harjumused, mis tal on elus,
will destroy
need hävita,
any marriage.
Need hävitavad iga abielu.
Oh, but pastor, she's just got so much potential.
Ja, pastor, aga tal on nii suur potentsiaal.
Maybe she does.
Ja, võibolla tal on.
She probably's got a lot of potential.
Ja, tal on ilmselt suur potentsiaal.
But her pattern right now is she's horrible with money.
Aga praegu on tema käitumine selline, et ta on raha asjades väga halb.
She's got a horrible quick temper.
Tal on hirmus see temperament.
And she drinks too much.
Ja, joob liiga palju.
Right? And so because of those things,
ja nende asjade tõttu,
even though she's got great potential,
kuigi tal on suur potentsiaal,
her patterns of her life will destroy any marriage.
See, kuidas ta elus üleval peab ennast ja millised harjumused tal on, need hävitavad abielu.
So don't choose your two based upon the potential. Choose your two based upon their patterns.
Et ära vali oma number kahte tema potentsiaali järgi, vaid vali ta selle järgi, millised on tema harjumused praegu.
And that right there is for you singles is worth the price of admission this morning.
Ja, so, ja,
there you go.
Ja see on teile juba väärt seda pileti raha vallaliselt täna maksite siia tulles.
But that will prepare you for your future.
Aga see valmistab sind ette sinu tuleviku jaoks.
That will prepare you to have the best future that you can have.
Ja see aitab sul saada leida parima tuleviku, mis sul võib olla.
And some of you might be thinking, yeah, I need to break up with somebody right after church.
Ja mõni teist võib-olla mõtleb, ja ma peaksin selle suhte kohe pärast koosoleku lõpetama selle inimesega.
What you have to do,
ja tee seda, mis sa pead tegema.
But do it the right way.
Aga tee seda õigel viisil.
Do things God's way. Prepare for your future to be great.
Ja tee asju Jumala viisil ja valmistu oma tuleviku jaoks, et see oleks suurepärane.
And if you are single, let me help you with this.
Ja kui sa oled vallane, siis ma tahan sind aidata sellega.
If you're single, I'm going to tell you what the singles need to commit to, and then I'm going to tell you what the married people need to commit to.
Ja kui sa oled vallane, siis ma räägin sulle, millele sina pead ennast pühendama, siis ma räägin abielulistele, millele nemad peavad ennast pühendama.
But if you're single, you need to commit to this.
Aga kui sa oled vallane, siis sa pead ennast
that I will seek my one
ma otsin oma number ühte,
as I prepare for my two.
Samas valmistudes number kahe jaoks.
I will seek my one
ma otsin oma number ühte,
as I prepare for my two.
Samas kui ma valmistan ennast number kahe jaoks.
You're not seeking for two, you're seeking your one.
Sa ei otsi mitte seda number kahte, sa otsid number ühte.
As you prepare yourself for your number two.
Ja valmistad samas ennast ette selle number kahe jaoks.
Become the kind of person that you need to be.
Ja saa selliseks inimeseks, kes milline sa pead olema.
To attract the best person that you want in your life.
Et tõmmata ligi parimat inimest, kes võib olla sinu elus.
Let me ask this question, don't answer it, I'll just ask.
Ja lubage ma esitan selle küsimuse järgi vastake, ma vastan ise teie eest.
Are you the person
kas sina oled inimene
that the one that you are looking for is looking for?
Et keda otsib see inimene kes otsib keda sina otsid
okay.
Say it again.
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Are you the person
kas sina oled see inimene
who the one that you are looking for
keda see keda sina otsid
is looking for
otsib. Yes. I got it right.
I'll say it one more time.
I got it right.
I know we'll say it
kas
one more
sina
time
oled see inimene, keda
are you the, well, I'll say, left. Yeah. Say it with me kas, are you the person
kas sina oled see inimene
who the one that you are looking for is looking for.
Keda see inimene, keda sina otsib.
And when you get your life on the right path,
ja kui sinu elu läheb õige rada,
you're going to find the person that you're looking for.
Siis sa leiad see inimese, keda sa otsid.
God is going to bring the right people into your life at the right time, and you have to believe that.
Ja Jumal toob õigel ajal sinu elu õige inimese, ja sa pead seda uskuma.
But if you are married, you need to commit to this.
Aga kui sa oled abielus juba, siis sa pead ennast pühendama sellele.
I will seek my one.
Ma otsin oma number ühte.
With my two.
Koos oma number kahega.
I will seek my one.
Ma otsin oma number ühte.
With my two.
Koos oma number kahega.
Put God first.
Pane Jumal esimesele kohale.
And then both of you seek God together.
Ja siis otsige koos Jumalat.
And if the only time that you are ever seeking God together is in church.
Ja siis kui see ainus aeg, mis sa otsid Jumalat koos teistega on koguduses.
And you are not doing it together at any other time or any other way.
Ja sa ei tee seda mingil muul ajal, ega mingil muul viisil.
You need, you know, you eventually you're going to begin to go in different directions.
Siis te lõpuks hakkate minema eri suundades.
And eventually you're going to become really spiritually thirsty.
Ja siis te lõpuks muutute vaimselt väga neljasteks.
And the odds of you making your marriage work are about 50.
Ja siis on šansid, et te panete, saate oma abielu õigesti tööle 50%.
If you are not putting God first, it's 50-50.
Ja kui te ei pane Jumalat oma elus esimesele kohale, siis siis võimalused on 50-50.
But let me tell you those who are married.
50-50. Ja ma ütlen neile, kes on abielus.
And let me tell you those that want to be married someday.
Ja ka neile, kes ühel päeval saavad abieluda.
That seeking God together.
Et Jumala koos otsimine.
Is going to be a game changer.
On selline asi, mis muudab,
it's going to be the thing that changes everything.
Mis, see on asi, mis muudab kõik.
For you
sinu jaoks
and for your family.
Ja sinu perekonna jaoks.
Right? Seeking God together is the one thing that can change everything.
Kui te otsite Jumalat koos, siis see võib muuta kõike.
And so you need to stay on top of this in your family. You need to keep your focus on this in your family.
Ja te peate oma perekonnas hoidma oma fookuse sellel.
And it will help you to flip the odds.
Ja siis see aitab teil selle olukorra enda kasuks
change,
muuta.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep using that word today. Yeah. But I want you to know that you can be a success in your marriage.
Aga ma tahan, et sa teaksid, et sa võid olla oma abielus edukas.
You can do great things and your marriage can last.
Ja sa võid teha suuri asju ja sinu perekond võib püsida.
And you can be happy.
Ja sa võid olla õnnelik.
One of the things that I love to discover is when science and university and a bunch of smart guys come to the same conclusion as to the things that God has been saying for thousands of years. When they come out with this big study and say, we have come to the conclusion this, and you can open up your Bible and say, yeah, but it says that right here already. There was a Harvard University study that was done a couple years ago.
Ja mõned aastat tagasi Harvard ülikoolt korraldas ühe uurimuse.
And they put together the results from this study where they studied married couples.
Ja nad uurisid seal abielu paare. Ja nad jõudsid sellise järeldusele.
And the married couples that they studied,
need abielu paarid, keda nad uurisid,
they found that there were many who got divorced.
Ja nad leidsid, et oli palju, kes, paljud sellised, kes olid lahutanud.
And it showed out of the tens of thousands of marriages that they looked at, it showed that the odds were about 50-50.
Ja kui nad, ja seal oli uurimus alla võetud kümneid tuhandeid abielupaari ja siis leiti, et võimalused edukalt toime tulla oli nagu 50%.
But then they saw that there was this one group of people out of all these thousands of people.
Aga siis nad leidsid, et on üks inimgrupp nende tuhandete inimeste seas.
That they all had something in common and it was the reason that their marriages stayed together.
Et neil oli midagi, neil kõigil oli midagi ühist ja see oli ka põhjus, miks need abielu koos püsis.
And they came to this conclusion.
Ja siis nad jõudsid järeldusele.
That out of 1,246 couples.
Et 1,246 abielu paarist.
Only one couple got a divorce.
Ainult üks abielu paar lahutas.
If they did three simple things. One out of every 1,246 couples.
Need üks abielu paar 1,246 lahutas.
Got a divorce.
Lahutas, ja.
That means that 1,245 couples stayed together.
See tähendab, et 1,245 abielu paari selles uuringus püsisid koos.
If they just did three simple things.
Kui nad tegid ainult kolme lihtsat asja.
This means that your marriage being a success goes from 50%.
Ja see tähendab, et sinu, et see šanss, et sinu abielu on õnnistatud või püsib koos.
50%, yeah.
See on, et läheb sellest 50%-st.
To 99.99% that you will stay together. 50-50 or 99.99%. I don't know, but I'd rather pick those odds. If I'm
going
to get married, I want the odds that I'm pretty sure this is going to make it. Anybody else want those odds here this morning?
All
right, let me give you those three things that the Harvard University says that we need to have for our marriages.
Ja las ma annan teile need kolm asja, mille kohta Harvardi ülikool ütles, et et teid on vaja selleks, et abielu püsiks.
The three common things that were together in these families.
Ja kolm lihtsalt asja, mis esinesid kõigi need abielude puhul.
And then once I give you this information,
kui ma teile selle informatsiooni annan,
then the rest is up to you.
Siis ülejäänud sõltub juba teist.
If you apply these things or if you don't,
kas te rakendate need asju või ei,
the rest is up to you.
Ülejäänud sõltub juba teist.
But if you will do these three things, it takes your marriage to a whole another level.
Aga kui te teete need kolm asja, siis see viib teie abielu hoopis teisele tasemele.
You know, knowledge is a good thing.
Ja teadmised on väga hea asi.
Thank God we can come to church and get some knowledge.
Ja tänu Jumala, et me võime tulla kogudusse saada teadmisi.
But application,
aga rakendamine,
that's what really matters.
On see tegelikult, mis loeb.
It's not what you know that makes you a success or not.
Et sind ei tee edukaks mitte ainult see, mida sa tead.
It's what you do that makes you a success.
Vaid sa oled edukas siis, kui nende asjade tõttu, mida sa teed.
And listen, your family and your marriage is worth it.
Ja sinu perekond, sinu abielu on väärt seda.
That's my point of view.
Ja see on minu arusaam.
But you are the only one that can decide if you think your marriage and your family is worth it.
Aga ainult sina oled see, kes saab otsustada, et sinu perekonda, sinu abil on sinu jaoks olulised.
So you need to check your marriages and see if you are doing these three things.
Et sa pead vaatama sellise kontrolli ja pilguga oma perekonda või oma abil üle ja vaatama, kas sa teed neid kolme asja.
So let's go over these points here together and we need to hurry.
Ja läheme vaatama neid kolme punkti ja me peame tegema üsna ruttu.
Point number one.
Esimene punkt.
Pray together regularly.
Palvetage koos regulaarselt.
Pray together regularly.
Palvetage koos regulaarselt.
Say pray together regularly.
Ütle, palvetage koos regulaarselt.
Pray together regularly. Are you praying together in your family?
Kas te oma perekonnas abielus palvetate koos?
You know, we live in a culture.
Ja me elame kultuuris.
That says keep your faith to yourself.
Mis ütleb, et hoia oma usk endale.
I will believe what I want to believe. You believe what you want to believe.
Mina usun seda, mida mina tahan uskuda. Sina usun seda, mida sina tahad uskuda.
You don't push me, I don't push you.
Sina ei suru mulle oma asju peale, mina ei suru sulle oma asju peale.
Just keep your faith to yourself.
Hoia oma usk lihtsalt endale.
That is such a lie from the enemy, and that is a wrong mentality.
Ja see on suur vaenlase vale, see on vale mentaliteet.
Yes, your faith is personal.
Ja, sinu usk on isiklik.
Absolutely, your faith is personal.
Ja loomulikult sinu usk on sul on isiklik sinu jaoks.
But your faith is not to be private.
Aga sinu usk ei ole selline privaat asi.
Your faith is to be shared. Your faith in Jesus is to be shared.
Vaid sinu usku Jeesus seda tuleb jagada.
And we need to share it specifically together in our families.
Ja me peame seda eriti jagama siis, kui me oleme koos oma perekonnaga.
Especially with your spouse.
Ja eriti oma abikaasadega.
They need to know what it is that you believe in and what you're believing for.
Ja nad peavad teadma seda, mida sa usud ja millest sa usud.
And a couple who prays together stays together.
Ja abielu paar, kes paletab koos, see püsib koos.
And this is something that is not just a little church saying.
Ja see ei ole mitte selline asi, mida lihtsalt koguduses öeldakse.
This is a reality for marriages all over the planet.
Vaid see on reaalsus abielu paaride jaoks üle terve maailma.
Look here in James chapter 5 verse 16. It
vaatame
says
siin Jakobuse 5:16.
James 5:16.
Jakobuse 5:16.
Says therefore confess your sins to each other, pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Tunnistage üksteisele oma eksimused ja palvetage üksteise eest, et saaksite terveks. Õige inimese vägev palve suudab palju.
Does your spouse really know who you are?
Kas sinu abikaasa teab tegelikult, kes sa oled?
If you are married, do you share the things that are really in your heart?
Kas kui sa oled abielus, kas sa räägid ja jagad neid asju, mis sul südames tegelikult on?
Do you pray together?
Kas te palvetate koos?
Do you pray for each other?
Kas te palvetate üksteise eest?
Are they able to come to you and tell you about the things that they're struggling with?
Kas su abikaasa võib tulla sinu juurde rääkida sul asjades, millega ta võitleb?
Without being judged and condemned by them?
Ilma selleta, et ta üle hukka, teda hukka mõistetaks või tema üle kohut mõistetaks.
Can you pray together and share together so that you can be healed?
Kas te võite paletada koos ja jagada asju koos, et te saaksite terveks?
And listen, to be healed, you have to get real.
Ja selleks, et saada terveks, sa pead muutuma tõeliseks.
If you're going to get healed from something on the inside, you need to be truthful with yourself and with your spouse.
Ja kui sa tahad saada terveks asjades enda sees, siis sa pead olema tõeline oma abiga sees, rääkimine asjades nii nagu nad on.
Right? There should be no secrets, you know, skeletons in the closet, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You know, pray for each other. Pray together regularly. And now I understand when you start doing this, praying together at first can be kind of awkward. Starting to pray together with anybody can be awkward at the beginning because you're like,
oh,
I'm kind of uncomfortable with this. But, you know, you've got to start doing it. It's not about, you know, you need to pray together for an hour. You could pray together for just a minute or two. And that would be a good place to start. You know, before you leave the house in the morning, that you would take just 2 minutes with your wife and say, let's pray. And you could start just by a simple prayer for her and her day. And God, I just thank you that you bless her today. And as she has that meeting, I thank you that the meeting will go well. That you would give her wisdom. That you would surround her with favor. That you would protect her in all the things that she would do today. And Father, I thank you that everything she puts her hand to is a success. And we will give you the praise and the glory for everything you do today. Amen.
Amen.
That is a cool prayer, and it only takes about 30
seconds.
That is you expressing together your faith in God to come through in this day. Why wouldn't more couples want to pray together and hook their faith up together? And you know, just start your day there. And I believe that the more that you do that, the more you'll want to spend time with your spouse in prayer. And this is the first step.
See on esimene samm.
To have a 99.99% chance for your marriage to survive. If you would just pray together, it was scientifically proven. What God has already said for thousands of years. Point number two. Discuss the Bible together regularly. Discuss the Bible together regularly. Just declare that. Discuss the Bible together regularly.
Alright,
anyway, whatever.
Same thing.
It's all the same thing. Yeah. Alright. You do not need to read the same things at the same time. But you can discuss the revelations that you had today from the Word of God together. You know, my wife and I, we don't read the same things at the same time, and I don't make her, you know, read the things I'm studying, and we don't do that. But I think as a couple, you should be able to sit down and talk about the things that the Lord has been showing you. You can discuss the revelation that you got today. You know, I think Bible topics and what you feel God is speaking to you right now. I think those things should be a regular conversation at our dinner table. Listen, and let your kids hear you talk about the things of God. Let the kids hear mom and dad discussing how Jesus is our healer, and listen to this verse that I read today. And when it comes to reading the Bible, you don't need to speed read to get through it.
Ja mis puudutab jumalasõna lugemist, siis sa pead seda kiiresti läbi lugema.
You just need to read enough until God speaks something to your heart.
Sa pead lugema lihtsalt nii kaua, kui Jumal räägi midagi sinu südames.
Sometimes it could be just a couple of verses, sometimes it would be a couple of chapters, but read until you get something.
Ja mõnikord piisab paaris salmis, mõnikord pead sa lugema mitu peatükki, aga tee see nii kaua, kui Jumal räägib sinu südames.
But here in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Aga siin viienda Moosese kuuendas peatükis.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I want to read verses 6 and 7.
Ma tahan siin lukeda salmid 6 ja 7.
It says, and you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today, and repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home, and when you're on the road, and when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up.
Ja siin on öeldud siis, ja need sõnad, mis ma täna sulle annan, jäägu su südamesse, kinnita neid oma lastele kõvasti ja kõnele neist kojas istudes ja teed käies magama heites üles tõustes.
So God is telling us, when you're together with your family, talk about what I've been talking to you about.
Nii et Jumal ütleb siin seda, et kui sa oled oma perekonnaga koos, siis räägi neile seda, mida mina sulle räägin.
And do it as often as you think about it.
Ja tee seda nii sageli, kui sa selle peale mõtled.
Make talking about the Bible together something that you share as a husband and a wife and as a family.
Ja tee Jumala sõnast rääkimine milleski selliseks, mida te jagate üksteisele mehe ja naisena.
And listen, guys.
Ja kuulake, mehed.
If she's not going to talk to you about Jesus,
kui su naine ei räägi sulle Jeesusest,
she's probably not going to talk to your kids about Jesus.
Siis ilmselt ei räägi ta ka su lastele Jeesusest või teie lastele.
And girls, listen to this.
Ja tüdrukud, kuulake seda.
If he's not going to talk to you about the things of God,
kui sinu mees ei räägi sulle Jumala asjadest,
he's probably not going to talk to your kids about the things of God.
Siis ilmselt ei räägi ta ka teie lastele Jumala asjadest.
And so sometimes we need to make an effort together.
Ja mõnikord me peame koos jõudu pingutama.
And remind each other.
Ja tuletame üksteisele meelde.
What God has asked us to do.
Seda, mida Jumal on käskinud meil teha.
Because this is the way we fight for our family.
Sest see on viis, kuidas me võitleme perekonna eest.
And how are we going to pass on Jesus Christ to the next generation in the right way?
Ja kuidas anda edasi Jeesus Kristus järgmisele põlvkonnale õigel viisil?
If we don't discuss it with them and with one another.
Kui me ei aruta seda nendega ja oma vahel.
And if we don't seek God openly.
Ja kui me ei otsi Jumalat avalikult.
If our seeking of God is only in private.
Kui me Jumal otsime toimub ainult kuskil privaatsuses.
How is the next generation going to really know and be able to believe?
Siis kuidas järgmine põlvkond tegelikult saab sellest teada ja hakkab uskuma?
And so I think as a family we should be talking to each other about these things.
Nii et me peaksime perekonnas abielu paarina rääkima omavahel nendest asjadest.
We should be praying together.
Peaksime koos palvetama.
We should be worshiping the Lord together.
Peaksime koos isandat ülistama.
We live in a time where it's never been easier to seek God and to worship God.
Ja me elame ajal, kus ei ole kunagi olnud kergem otsida Jumalat ja ülistada Jumalat.
I mean, I've got worship music on my telephone. Who would have thought that 100 years
ja
ago?
Ja mul on isegi telefonis ülistusmuusika, kes oleks osanud seda ette kujutada mõne sada aastat tagasi näiteks.
You know, if I told my grandma someday your telephone will be able to play worship music, she would have said, that's full of the devil.
Kui ma oleksin öelnud oma vanaemale, et ühele päeval sinu telefon mängib sulle ülistusmuusikat, siis ta oleks öelnud, et see ei ole võimalik, see on kuradist.
You know, that's witchcraft.
See on nõidus.
But all of us are carrying phones in our pocket today that can play worship music at any point.
Aga me kõik kanname iga päev kaasas telefoni, mis võivad üks puha, millised ajad, millises kohas mängida ülistusmuusikat.
And so since it's so easy.
Ja kuna need asjad on nii kergeks.
Let's make the most of this.
Siis kasutame neid maksimaalselt
ära. To connect to God for ourselves and with our families.
Et leida ühendus Jumalaga enda jaoks oma perekonna jaoks.
And make talking about the Bible, make that just a normal thing for you.
Ja muuda see normaalseks, et te räägite Biibli asjadest.
Make it just part of your family dynamic, your family structure.
Ja tee see lihtsalt osaks oma perekonna struktuurist, oma perekonna dünaamikast.
Is that in our family we talk about the Bible.
Meie perekonnas me räägime Biiblist.
And we read the Bible together.
Ja me loeme koos Biiblit.
And let me just give you a hint.
Ja las ma annan teile natukene nõu.
When you read the Bible,
kui te loete Biiblit,
before you go into a new book of the Bible,
enne kui te lähete uue Biibli raamatu juurde,
there is a very cool thing on YouTube.
Siis YouTube'is on üks väga lahe asi.
Just type in the Bible Project.
Siis toksis on lihtsalt sisse The Bible Project.
The Bible Project.
The Bible Project.
And if you will look that up, there's going to be a bunch of videos that come up.
Ja siis tuleb sinna ette hulk videosid.
And it's totally free.
Ja see kõik on täiesti tasuta.
And what these guys have done is they've put together little videos of every book of the Bible that describes what's happening.
Ja see, need on, nad on teinud sellised lühikesed videod kõikidest piibli raamatudest, mida nad räägivad.
A little bit of the background.
Natuke taustast.
Who is writing and why they're writing it.
Kes on kirjutanud ja miks ta kirjutab.
And it's about anywhere between, you know, 7 to 10 minute videos.
Need on sellised 70-10 minutised videod.
And it helps you to understand what you are about to read and get so much more out of it.
Ja need aitavad sul mõista seda, mida sa lugema hakkad ja saada sellest palju enamat kasu.
And I've been a Christian since, like, you know, 2000 and no, it wasn't even 2000. 1990. That's when I did.
Ja ma olen olnud kristlane aastast 1990.
Where I gave my heart and my life to the Lord.
And
then I've studied a lot of the Bible.
Ja ma olen palju piiblit uurinud.
A lot.
Päris palju.
And I still get a lot out of these little videos.
Ja ma saan nendest väikestest videolõikudest endiselt kasu.
They are really simple.
Nad on väga lihtsad.
Even a child can get something out of it.
Isegi laps saaks neist aru.
But at the same time, they are so deep and so full of information.
Aga samas on nad väga sügavad ja täis informatsiooni.
So, as you read the Bible Project, it'll help you.
Et kui te loete piiblit, siis the Bible Project aitab teid.
And so, talking about the Bible together in your family.
Et rääkige piiblist koos perekonnas.
It helps you to get to that. It takes your marriage from the 50-50 chance.
See viib siis sinu abielu sellisest 50-50 õnnestumise võimalusest.
To that 99.99% chance that you're going to make.
99.99% juurde, et sinu abielu võiks olla edukas.
And then the third point that they found in this study.
Ja siis kolmas punkt, mida nad selles Harvardi ülikooli uurijad leidsid.
Is that you need to attend church together regularly.
On see, et te peate koos käima regulaarselt kirikus või koguduses.
Attend church together regularly.
Käige regulaarselt koos koguduses.
Say that.
Ütle seda.
Attend church together regularly. Amen. And I know that you think, well, I'm already here, so I don't need to hear that.
Ja võibolla sa mõtled, et ma olen juba siin, ma ei pea seda kuulma.
But you know, I'm thankful for everybody who's here. I'm always glad to see you.
Ja ma olen tänulik kõikide ees, kes on siin. Ma olen alati seda.
But when you are here,
aga kui sa oled siin,
be all here.
Siis ole täielikult siin.
You make the most of this time.
Kasuta see aeg maksimaalselt ära.
Don't be here and then sitting there writing, you know, your grocery list for this later on this afternoon.
Ja ära ole siin ja lihtsalt samal ajal kirjuta üles oma ostunimekirja, millised toiduained.
You know, braiding the hair of the lady sitting in front of you.
Ja või siis põimid selle naise juuksed, kes istub sinu ees näiteks.
You know, focus on what's being said and what's being done, because this is your time.
Ja keskendu sellele, mida räägitakse, mida tehakse, sest see on sinu aeg.
This is all done for you.
Seda tehakse kõike sinu pärast.
And nothing is more important
ja miski ole tähtsam
than you and your spouse and your family being in church together.
Kui see, et sina ja sinu abikaasa ja sinu perekond on koos koguduses.
That should be a priority for you every Sunday.
See peaks olema sinu prioriteet igal pühapäeval.
And if you could come on Wednesdays, I encourage you to come Wednesday nights.
Ja kui sa saaksid tulla kolmapäeviti, siis ma õhutan sind ka kolmapäeviti
tulema. Make church a priority in your family.
Ja muuda kogudus prioriteediks oma perekonnas.
Now let me just say this.
Las ma ütlen seda.
Harvard University doesn't care about your church attendance.
Et Harvardi ülikooli ei huvita sinu koguduses käimine.
They don't care if somebody goes to church or not.
Neid ei huvita see, kas keegi jäi koguduses või ei.
But this is what they found in this study.
Aga seda nad leidsid selles uurimuses.
That the couples that made it, the couples that got through life happy together.
Et need abielubaarid, kes läksid läbi elu õnnelikana koos.
This was one of the main things that they did.
Oli üks põhilisi asju, mida tegid just see.
One of the three simple things that help a marriage go to 99.99% chance.
See oli üks nendest kolmest asjast, mis aitas abielubaaridel 99.99% koos püsida.
They know this works.
Et nad ja nad teavad, et see toimib.
They understand, might not know how, but they understand this will help a marriage.
Ja nad ei tea võibolla, kuidas see toimib, aga nad teavad, et see aitab perekonda läbimine elust.
And the reason that church will help you in your family.
Ja miks kogudus aitab sinu perekonna, sinu abielust.
Is because church days affect all the rest of our days.
On selles, et koguduse päevad mõjutavad kõiki meie teisi päevi.
Amen. I mean, how many have heard that before?
Kas keegi on kuulnud seda varem?
Church days will affect all the rest of your days.
Mõjutavad kõiki su teisi päevi.
And so we need to make church a priority in our families.
Me peame muutma koguduse prioriteetaks oma perekonnas.
Let's see what the Bible says about this.
Ja vaatame, mida piibel selle kohta ütleb.
In Psalms chapter 122.
Psalmis 122.
And verse 1.
Psalmis 1.
Psalms 122 verse 1.
Psalm 122:1.
Says, and I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Ma rõõmustasin, kui mulle öeldi, lähme Jehova kotta.
That should be our mentality.
Selline peaks olema meie suhtumine.
When it's time for church, we're like, oh man.
Kui on aeg kogudusse minna, siis ütled, oh, jälle.
Oh, again.
Jälle sinna appikene.
We just went last week.
Me juba möödun nädal käisime ju.
No, but it should be, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Ma olen rõõmus, kui mulle öeldi, lähme Jehova kotta.
Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament, it says it this way.
Heebreastele 10 ütleb uues testamentis nii.
In verse 25.
Salm 25.
It says, let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near.
Ning ärgem jätke maha oma koguduse koos käimisi nõnda nagu mõnel on kombeks, vaid manitsegem üksteist ja seda enam, et näete selle päeva lähenevat.
Let's not neglect meeting together like some do.
Ärgem jätke maha või ärgem jätkem hooletusse oma koguduse koos käimisi.
Why?
Nagu mõned teevad. Miks?
Why?
Miks?
Because we don't want our marriages to fail.
Sest me ei taha, et meie abielud läbi kukuvad.
We want our marriages to be a success.
Me tahame, et meie abielu oleks edukas.
We're in a fight for our family, and this is part of the fight.
Ja me võitleme oma perekonna eest ja see on osa sellest võitlusest.
And when it comes to church,
ja mis puhutab kogudust,
it needs to be the priority for you and your family.
See peab olema sinu ja sinu perekonna jaoks prioriteetne.
It needs to be have a high place in the way that you choose to live your lives together.
Ja sellel peaks olema tähtis koht selles, kuidas elad oma elu koos.
And you come to get something from God every time you come. You come with that expectation.
Ja iga kord, kui sa tuled sellise ootusega, et sa saad midagi Jumala käest.
And if you will do that, I promise you, God will meet you at these doors and he will speak into your heart.
Ja kui sa tuled sellise suhtumiseks, ma luban sulle, tõotan sulle, et Jumal kohtab sind siin, nendes ustes sisse tulles.
Let's look at one more verse here. Let's look at Jesus.
Vaatame veel ühte salmi, vaatame Jeesusest.
Here in Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
Luuka 4:16.
It says that he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue as was his custom, and he stood up to read.
Ja ta Jeesus siis tuli Nazareti, kus ta oli üles kasvanud ja läks oma harjumust mööda hingamispäeval koguduse kotta ja tõusis üles lugema.
It said on the Sabbath day, on church day.
Ja siin on öeldud, et hingamispäeval koguduse päeval, ja.
On church day,
koguduse päeval,
Jesus went to church
läks Jeesus kirikusse või kogudusse,
like he always did.
Nii nagu ta oli kombeks, nii nagu ta alati tegi.
Like he always did.
Nagu ta oli harjumus, nagu ta alati tegi.
It was his custom. In other words, this is how I choose to live my life.
Teisi sõnu, see on viis, kuidas ma otsustan elada oma elu.
And he went to church to be able to share the presence of the Father with others.
Ja ta läks kogudus selleks, et jagada teistega taeva isa ligiolu.
And I think you all know, there's a presence of God when you're by yourself that can be wonderful.
Ja paljudest teavad, et kui ta oled üksi ja kogeda Jumala ligiolu, siis see võib olla imeline.
But it's something different when you can come and share that with others.
Aga see on midagi muud, kui sa tuled ja jagad seda teistega.
You experience God differently in church than you do by yourself.
Sa koged Jumala teistmoodi koguduses olles, kui sa koged seda üksinda olles.
And I believe you need to experience God by yourself.
Ja ma usun seda, et sa peaksid ka üksi olles Jumalat kogema.
But I also believe we need to experience God together.
Aga ma usun ka seda, et me peame koos Jumalat kogema.
And if going to church would impact Jesus's life?
Ja kui koguduses käimine mõjutas Jeesuse elu.
Can I just say going to church will probably impact your life?
Kas ma võin öelda, et koguduses käimine arvatavasti mõjutab ka sinu elu?
It will help you too.
See aitab sind.
And you need to make it a custom for you and for your family.
Ja sa pead muutma selle tavaks oma ja oma perekonna elus.
And now, let me talk to you singles again. I haven't forgot about you.
Ja ma räägin nüüd teile vallaliselt. Ma ei ole teid ära unustanud.
I have one more thing for you this morning.
Mul on veel üks asi teie jaoks täna hommikul.
You need to ask yourself this.
Te peate küsima endalt seda.
Am I where the person that I am looking for will find me?
Kas ma olen selline, et see inimene, kes mind otsib, leiab mu?
Am I where the person that I am looking for is going to find me?
Kas ma olen seal, kus see inimene, kes mind otsib, leiab mu?
You need to be at the right place to find the right people.
Sa pead olema õiges paigas, et leida õiged inimesi.
And if you want someone who has a servant's heart,
ja kui sa tahad kedagi, kellel on teenija süda,
then you should probably be serving in church.
Siis sa peaksid ilmselt ka teenima koguduses.
You know, if you want someone who has God as a priority in his life and wanting to come to church,
ja kui sa tahad kedagi, kellel on Jumal prioriteetne ja kes tahab käia koguduses,
then you should have God as a priority and you should be coming to church.
Peaks ka sinu elus olema Jumal tähtsal kohal ja sa peaksid käima koguduses.
If you are a single, the best advice that I could give you as a pastor.
Siis kui sa oled vallaline, siis parim nõuane, mis ma võin sul anda pastorina,
is be a greeter.
On see, et ole tervitaja.
Be a greeter in the church.
Ole tervitaja koguduses.
Because that means everybody that walks through these doors will talk to you and you get to talk to them.
Sest see tähendab seda, et kõik inimesed, kes tulevad siia kogudusse, räägivad sinuga, sina saad nendega rääkida.
Hello, welcome to church.
Tere, tere tulemast kogudusse.
Hello, welcome to church.
Tere, tere tulemast kogudusse.
Hello and welcome to church.
Tere, tere tulemast kogudusse.
Right? Now don't make it weird. Don't be weird.
Ära muuda seda veidraks.
But it's your job to talk to them.
See on sinu ülesanne siis nendega rääkida.
It's your job to make a connection with them.
See on sinu ülesanne luua nendega sidet.
And if I was single, that's where I'd be.
Ja kui mina oleksin valaline, siis oleks koht just, kus mina oleksin.
Because I'd want to make sure that everybody felt welcome in the house of God. That would be the...
Sest ma tahaksin, et kõik tunneksid ennast tere tunnutena Jumala kojas.
But at the same time,
aga samal ajal,
maybe I could find the one who's looking for me.
Võibolla ma saan, või suudan leida selle, kes otsib mind.
And so church days
kogusepäevad
will affect all the rest of our days.
Mõjutavad kõiki me teisi päevi.
And so I want you to know that your marriage,
ja ma tahan teile teada anda, et teie abielu,
it can be a success.
Võibolla edukas.
If you'll just do these three simple things.
Kui te teete neid kolme lihtsalt asja.
Three simple things.
Kolme lihtsalt asja.
Takes you to a 99.99% chance that your marriage will last.
See annab sulle 99.99% võimalus, et sinu abielu jääb kestma.
If you'll pray together.
Kui te palletate koos.
If you will talk to God together.
Kui te räägite Jumalaga koos.
Or talk about God together.
Kui te räägite Jumalast koos.
And then come to church together.
Ja siis käite koos koguduses.
And you're going to beat the odds of more than 50-50. You're going to take it to a whole nother level.
Ja siis te ei pea alluma selle statistikale, et 50% abielusid läheb lõhki, vaid te võite viia oma abielu täiesti uule tasandile.
You know, Psalms tells us in 127.
Ja psalm ütleb, 127. psalm ütleb.
In verse 1. Says, unless the Lord builds the house.
Kui Jehova ei ehita koda.
We labor in vain.
Siis ehitajad näevad selle kallal vaeva ilma aegu.
Unless the Lord builds the house.
Kui isand ei ehita koda.
We labor in vain.
Siis me teeme tööd ilma aegu.
We need to make sure that the Lord is the one who is building our house.
Ja me peame tegema kindlaks, et isand on see, kes ehitab meie koda.
Our family.
Meie perekonda.
Our home.
Meie koda. Kodu.
Our kids.
Meie lapsi.
Our spouse.
Meie abikaasat.
Make sure he's the one who we're seeking.
Ja ole kindel, et tema on see, keda me otsime.
That we're seeking him with all that we are together.
Et me otsime teda kõige sellega, kes me oleme koos.
And that we seek God with our two.
Ja et me otsime Jumalat ka koos oma number kahega.
And then when we seek God together this way.
Ja kui me selliselt otsime Jumalat koos.
The Lord will build our marriages.
Siis isand ehitab üles meie abielu.
The Lord will build our families.
Ta ehitab üles meie perekonnad.
The Lord will build our children.
Ta ehitab üles meie lapsed.
And they will become everything that we wish and hope that they.
Ja nendest saab kõik see, mida me loodame ja soovime neile.
And in your marriage, you can stand.
Ja sa võid oma abielus jääda püsima.
And you don't need to be the 50% of the people that will not do this.
Ja sa ei pea kuuluma nende 50% inimeste hulka, kes ei saa hakkama.
I pray that you would be the 50% of the people that choose to do this.
Ja ma palun, et te oleksite nende 50% hulgas, kes otsustavad teha neid asju.
That you'll say, God gave me this family and God gave me this marriage and I will value it enough to fight.
Ja te ütleksite, et Jumal andis mulle selle perekonna, Jumal andis mulle selle abielu, et see on väärt seda, et sellest võidelda.
Fight for your family.
Ja võitlema perekonna eest.
And stop talking about the godly principles and do them.
Ja
stop ära, just only
ja ära ainult räägi jumalikes põhimõttes, vaid ka pane need praktikasse.
Stop saying I know what to do and actually do what you know to do.
Ja ära räägi ainult seda, et ma tean, mida teha, vaid ka tee neid asju.
Listen, the world is a dark place.
Ja maailm on pime paik.
And when it comes to marriage, you can go into this world and you could be a bright light.
Ja mis puudutab abielu, siis sa võid minna sellesse maailmasse ja olla eredaks valguseks.
You can go around, you could touch other people's lives and you could show them, live this way.
Ja sa võid puududa teiste inimeste elusid ja näidata neile, et kuidas nad peaksid elama.
I found the way to be happy in life. Let me help you be happy.
Ma leidsin viisi, kuidas olla elus õnnelik, las ma aitan teile olla ka õnnelik.
Listen, your marriage is worth the fight.
Sinu abielu on väärt, et sellest võidelda.
Your spouse is worth this fight.
Sinu abi kaasa on väärt, et võidelda seda võitlust.
Your kids are worth this fight.
Ja sinu lapsed on väärt seda võitlust.
The people that you know are worth you making the effort.
Ja need inimesed, keda sa tunned, on väärt seda, et sa teed need jõupingutused.
Your future spouse is worth the fight.
Sinu tulevane abikaasa on väärt seda võitlust.
And so I want you all to make sure that you are destroying any odds that would be against you.
Ja ma tahan, et te hävitakse kõik need asjad, mis seisavad teile vastu teie teel.
And that you would seek God with all your heart.
Et otsiksite kogu südamest Jumalat.
And he will bless you.
Ja siis ta õnnistab teid.
And he will bless your family.
Ja ta õnnistab siis teie perekonda.
Fight for family.
Võitlema perekonna eest.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand?
Olge head ja tõuske.
Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this series?
Kas te saite midagi sellest seeriast?
Amen. I pray that God is going to bless you.
Ja ma palun, et Jumal õnnistaks teid.
That he will strengthen you and your family.
Et ta teeks teid tugevaks teie perekonnas.
That your family can be everything that God says it can be.
Ja et teie perekond oleks kõike seda, mida Jumal ütleb, et ta võiks olla.
That we could live with his peace and his joy and his love in our homes.
Et me võiksime elada tema rahu ja rõõmu ja armastusega oma kodus.
That we could have everything that God has desired for us to have.
Et meil võiks olla kõik see, mis Jumal on ette näinud, et meil võiks olla.
And that we could spend the rest of our days with the love of our lives.
Ja et me veedaksime kõik oma elupäevad oma elu armastusega.
And be happy.
Ja oleksime õnnelikud.
This is God's will for you.
See on Jumala tahe sinu jaoks.
This is God's will for everybody.
See on Jumala tahe kõigi jaoks.
He said, if you'll just apply what I've told you to do, you can be a success.
Ja kui sa rakendad ellu need asjad, mida ma olen rääkinud, siis sa võid olla edukas.
So let's just close our eyes.
Et paneme kinni oma silmad.
Let's make the commitment today.
Ja pühendame ennast täna.
That I will seek the one.
Sellele, et ma otsin seda ühte.
I will seek the one.
Ma otsin seda number ühte.
As I wait for my two.
Samas kui ma ootan oma number kahte.
Or I will seek the one.
Või ma otsin seda number ühte.
Together with my two.
Koos oma number kahega.
Let's seek the Lord.
Otsime isandat.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your people this morning.
Isa, ma tänan sind sinu rahva eest täna hommikul.
I thank you for helping each one of them to find their way in life.
Ja ma tänan, et sa aitad iga ühe leida oma tee elus.
Lord, I thank you for these principles that we discussed here today.
Ja ma tänan sind nende põhimõtete eest, mida me oleme arutanud täna.
I pray, Lord, that you would continue to work in our families.
Ja ma palun, et sa jätkuvalt teeksid oma tööd meie perekondades.
That you would help us through this fight in our lives.
Et sa aitaksid meid läbi sellest võitlusest elus.